There was a moment of reckoning with the nation's past this week in Washington, D.C., a moment you might have missed. Monday morning, workers removed Virginia's statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the U.S. Capitol. A new statue of Barbara Rose Johns will replace it. She's a heroine of the student civil rights movement, and we want to find out more about her. Joining us now is Cameron Patterson, executive director of the Robert Russa Moten Museum. It's dedicated in part to preserving Barbara Johns' legacy at the site of her old high school in Farmville, Virginia. Cameron, welcome.
Great to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. And Cameron, when we say student civil rights movement, people will likely know the name Ruby Bridges, the first black child to desegregate her elementary school in New Orleans in 1960. But Ruby Bridges couldn't have done that if it weren't for Barbara Johns. Remind us what she did at Moten High School in 1951.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty amazing that before these monumental moments in the civil rights movement that we've come to know pretty vividly, there was this young 16-year-old student who, along with 450 of her classmates, really walked out of school and into history. The strike at Moten High School, Robert Russa Moten High School, on April the 23rd of 1951, really set into motion a lot of important events that would help lead to the desegregation of our public school system. That student strike would lead to a local court case, Davis versus County School Board of Prince Edward, which would become one of the five that would make up Brown v. Board of Education. And I always like to tell folks that of the cases that made up Brown, the Prince Edward case was the only student-initiated case, and about 75% of the plaintiffs in Brown v. Board of Education came from right here in Prince Edward County, Virginia.
And tell us more about why Johns and her classmates were protesting in the first place. How did Moten High School compare to nearby schools where white students went?
First and foremost, the students were pretty concerned with the inadequacies of their high school compared to the all-white schools that resided in Prince Edward County, and even other all-black high schools that they would visit across the Commonwealth. And so really, I think, you know, it begins with the overcrowdedness of Robert Russa Moten High School, built for 180 students. And at the time of the student walkout, there were 450 or more students that were in that school building taking classes. And then it kind of proceeded with the lack of educational equipment offered to the students, the tar paper shack structures built on the property as the county's way of alleviating overcrowding. So those are the conditions that really prompted this action from the students.
Well, as you say, the case goes all the way to the Supreme Court, because along with four other cases like it, it'll become the basis for Brown v. Board of Education. We know that legally, technically ended segregation. How much credit does Barbara Johns deserve for all that?
Well, you know, I think she deserves credit for being the catalyst for helping to begin a profound movement within our country. I think it's important to also remember this idea of collective action. And so I think, you know, she deserves that credit as being the one with the vision. I think her classmates deserve that credit for the courage and sacrifice that it took to really go through with this effort. And I think that's really what is at the heart of this story in Prince Edward County, is that at every turn, it's a story of young people seeking to bring about change.
You know, that is the amazing part of this story. Barbara Johns is being honored for the work that she did as a child. And after all of this was settled at the Supreme Court, she went on to lead a pretty quiet life. She died in 1991, and now she is replacing Virginia's statue of Robert E. Lee in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. It is profound. What does it mean to you?
It is. You know, I have often, over the last couple of weeks, used the word transformative. You know, I think just the thought of when that statue is placed in the U.S. Capitol, and young people will be able to look up into her eyes and they'll see in her someone who was about helping to better the community around them. And I hope that they will use that inspiration in their own lives.
We hope so too. Cameron Patterson, executive director of the Robert Russa Moton Museum in Farmville, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.